You reckon it'd be possible to praise Him too much? I wonder if the Lord would ever just say, that's enough. I think not. I think we fall on the other side more often than not. That we just don't praise Him enough. Amen? I told my wife last night, she had to slip out. She remembered she had nursery. She was in here playing hooky. Amen? But I told her last night, we were finishing up, wrapping some Christmas presents, and I told her, I said, boy, Lord sure has been good to us. Amen. And boy, I look at how hard some people have it and how good I've got it and how sorry I am. I know far better Christians than me that are struggling. And I just want to give Him some glory tonight. Thank Him for being so good to me. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter number 5. We're going to keep your Bibles in your lap. We're going to hop around through there a good bit tonight. But Genesis chapter number 5. Kind of sparked a thought. I had this prepared and ready. Sometimes I'll have quite a few messages that are ready to go just on any given moment. And just because I've got them ready don't mean it's time to preach them. Amen? The Lord will nudge my heart. You'd have to, I guess, be a preacher to understand. I know Brother Charles, Brother Freddie, you know exactly what I mean. You have several outlines in your Bible, and boy, when it's really time to preach them and God's in it, I mean, that's the greatest looking sermon you ever saw in your life. Just want nothing else to do. But if God's not in it, you'll look at it and go, there ain't nothing to that, amen? But anyway, the Lord spoke to my heart about this morning while I was preaching. But I want you to look at Genesis chapter number 5 and one verse of Scripture tonight. Pretty familiar verse if you know your Bible very much. Look at verse number 24, where the Bible said, "And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him." Now, that's always been a pretty amazing verse of Scripture to me. I just, in my mind's eye, I picture this godly man who is walking with the Lord. And I heard one old preacher say when I was a kid, God said, "Enoch, it's getting about dark and we're closer to my house than we are yours. You just come on home with me." Amen. But the Bible said that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. I'm not going to try and explain the latter part of that verse. But I do want to look at the first part of that verse where it said, "And Enoch walked with God." Did you know that we all have a walk or a manner of walk in our life? When we talk about our walk of life, we're talking about our character, our mannerisms, the way we conduct ourselves. When we talk about our walk of life, that's what we're talking about tonight. Amen? We're all walking. Would you agree? We're all headed in some direction, whether it be good or bad. We either have a godly walk or we have an ungodly walk. I don't think there's anywhere in between. Amen. I believe we're living godly or we're not. Amen. I talked to a man, as a matter of fact, I know him, who's lost on his way to hell. And I was thinking about him today, and he's just a little bit on the side of simple-minded, not a mental problem, just a simple man. And he thinks in simple ways, but I was thinking about him today, and he's not saved. But I think he probably has a godlier walk than some Christians I know. Yeah. Amen. We were talking in the sermon this morning, and it just came out by accident, but we talked about growing as a Christian. Yeah. If something's wrong if we stay baby Christians. Amen. Yeah. We're to grow in the Lord. I love my grandchildren. I love my grandbabies. I never would have believed it. Everybody said, you ain't going to believe how much you're going to love them. I thought, it's just more kids. But it blows my mind how I feel about them two little boys. But I remember when Hayden took his first steps, they were at a birthday party, I think, at a folks' restaurant for one of Todd's family members or something. And I was at home, and I got one of those video messages on my phone, and it was Hayden taking his first steps. You know what that is? That's a thrilling thing, isn't it? Amen. Amen? I mean, Brother Freddie, there he is with six kids, and it's exciting every time, isn't it? I bet it was exciting. Sarah never crawled. She scooted on her rear end across the floor. I never saw a kid do that. I'm sorry, she's walking. I was enjoying watching her scoot. But I mean, all the way down to that last baby, when that baby gets up and takes those first little wobbling steps with her arms out towards you, that is a thrilling thing. Amen. I mean, as they grow up, you know, it ain't no big deal. Right? I remember we tried to get Hayden to take steps, and buddy, he just couldn't get it done. One day he got the one foot in front of the other thing working and got it going, and now you can't catch him. We don't make such a fuss now over him walking. You know why? We expect him to. Yeah, right. Amen. If he starts crawling everywhere, or if Sarah starts scooting everywhere again, they're going to go, get up, girl, you can walk. Yeah, amen. And so I think it's a thrilling thing to God when we learn to walk with and in Him. But I think we come to a point where it's not just a thrill to Him, but an expectation. Are you okay? I don't think God's up in heaven going, oh, hallelujah, He's living for me. No, He expects us to. I think God has a reasonable, the Bible says, expectation. Amen? I think it's reasonable for God to expect us to live for Him. One of you preacher boys with a good loud voice, Brother Ryan, hit Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. I'm afraid I'll misquote it. But I think God expects us. Hey, I think God is more than it is thrilled when we begin to walk with Him. I think the only thing greater is His disappointment when we refuse to walk with Him. Amen? The Bible said Enoch walked with God. Now, you know what that means to walk with God? I mean, give that some thought just for a minute and ask yourself, are you walking with God? I mean, that's a legitimate question, isn't it? Is in your daily walk, are you walking with God? Hey, listen, I know you might have today, but what about Monday? What about Tuesday? Do we have a godly walk on our job? Do we have a godly walk at school? And I'm honest, I really believe God expects that of us. Read it, Brother Ryan, good and loud.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Now, do you understand? Did you catch that one word? He said that we present our bodies to Him, a living sacrifice. You know what that means? That means walking with God. Yeah. That means taking up our cross and following Him. And did you hear what Paul said? He said, that was our reasonable service. Yeah. In other words, that's the least you can do after all He's done for you and I, giving Himself at Calvary and dying and bearing our sins in His body that we might go to heaven when we die. If He died for me, at least I can do is live for Him. Amen. That's our reasonable service. Now, God has some expectations on how He wants us to walk. Wouldn't it be bad if we got saved and then God didn't tell us how to live? But He did. Did you know this book's got the answer? Amen. This book has got the answer. This book's got the answer for the instruction for every area in your life. When it comes to being a young single man, or a young single woman, it has instruction. When it comes to being a wife and a mother, it has instruction. When it comes to being a father and a husband, it has instruction. When it comes to dealing in business and out in the world, it has instruction. Amen. When it comes to walking for God, it has instruction. Did you know it has instruction all the way up to dying? Amen. Our problem is we don't know how to walk because we hadn't read the instruction. Why don't you look at Galatians chapter number 5. Turn over there right quick. And probably get you out a little quick tonight, but I just want to look at some ways in which God expects you and I to walk. I believe there's some divine expectations on our lives. Some things ought to just be automatic. Amen? Some things it just ought to be automatic. Galatians chapter 5, are y'all there? Y'all forgive me, I'm in chapter 3. Give me just a second and I'll get there. Galatians chapter 5, I want you to look in verse number 16. He said, this I say then, what's it say next? Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Number one, I think God expects us to walk in the Spirit. You say, I don't comprehend what that's saying. In other words, we are led by the Spirit of God and not our flesh. If I follow my flesh, I get in trouble. But there is a problem according to Romans chapter number 7, and we just read it in Galatians chapter 5, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. In other words, they war at one another. They do not desire or want the same thing. Did you know my flesh, and I don't care what you say or what kind of verse you want to twist up, and I know people who preach that this is wrong, but there is not one thing that I enjoyed as a lost man that my flesh wouldn't still like. Y'all okay with that? One preacher said, when I got saved, my cusser quit. I had to work on mine. Amen. Somebody said, when I got saved, I lost the taste for this and taste for that. Not me, brother. You say, you must not got saved. Yes, I did. If Paul dealt with that same thing in Romans chapter number 7, then I know, and he was saved. Amen. After I got saved, I still struggled with some things. I ain't in here by myself, am I? After I got saved, man, I still struggled with some things. And I'd begin to doubt my salvation. And God one night, laying in my bed, showed me Romans chapter number 7 when Paul said, when I want to do good, I find that's when I do bad. He said, I have a desire, he said, but there's another spirit or something, he said, warring in my members. You know what that is? That's the flesh and the spirit. Now, before we were saved, we had no excuse but to walk in the flesh because that's all we were. Because according to Ephesians chapter number 2, our spirit was dead. Amen. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. Before we were saved, we had no spirit to walk in. But when we were saved, God put his spirit within us, so we are to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You know you wouldn't lose your temper near as bad if you'd walk in the Spirit. Amen. You wouldn't get as upset as you do if you'd walk in the Spirit. You wouldn't get as depressed as you do if you'd walk in the Spirit. Amen. You know what we're doing? We're letting that old flesh lead us around. Amen. What we're doing is we're still walking where we were walking before we ever got saved. One fellow said this to me, a member of our church. He said, I'll be honest with you, preacher. It's worse now than it was before I ever got saved. Shouldn't be. You walking in the flesh is your problem. The reason you stay defeated all the time and your lip dragging the ground and never no victory to sing is because you're walking in the flesh. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, there is no disappointments in walking with God. Oh, I still have battles and I still have troubles and I still have trials, but when I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm not walking alone. Now listen, I know, and I'm not trying to mess the Bible up. I know he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I've left him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've wandered off away from him, and so have you.
Yes, sir.
And when I walk in the flesh, I'm automatically walking away from God.
Yes,
and shooting myself in the foot.
Amen.
Every single time. We ought to have a spiritual walk about our lives. My little brother John laid out tonight. Sorry, Rascal. He's got sick wife and sick kids. I'll be glad this stuff's over with, won't y'all?
Amen.
All this flu bug going around. But we went last Friday night. He and I drove down to Cedartown and went and heard Brother Carl Partain in Rochester. And we was just driving down through there and we was talking about people in our church. We was just gossiping ourselves away. No, really, my little brother's just been back in church now, what, 6-8 months? And he was bragging on some of you that have been a help and a blessing to him is what he was doing. And he said, you know what? He said, I don't know if I've ever met anybody like Charles Dyer.
Amen.
He said, he's the real deal, ain't he? I said, yes, sir. And I'm sitting there thinking, wonder what he thinks about me. I didn't ask him. But he's here every week, so maybe. He's here for you, Brother Charles. He said, he's the real deal, isn't he? You know what? You know why so many people say that? You know what sets him apart? He's a spiritual man. On his job. He has people who visit us from time to time who work with him at Lockheed. And I'll never forget, Brother Freddie, what they said to me the first time they came. I met them back in the back and we began to talk and I said, so y'all have to work with Brother Charles every day? And they said, yes. We thank God for Charles every day.
Amen.
They said, we've watched his life for so long, we just had to come and see where he went to church.
Amen.
You know what they're doing? They're not hearing his preaching. They're seeing his life. Let me tell you something. They will never hear your preaching till they see your life. You remember when you first got saved and you go around trying to witness to your friends, they're looking at you like, yeah, right. Amen? My buddies had a bet going. It won't last 6 months. Mm-hmm. They watched a while.
Amen.
One of my old running buddies come over to my house one day. He owns a fence company. He come over to my house to dig a hole in the ground for me because the ground was so hard it was curling up the lips on my post hole diggers. And he is running that electric post hole thing. He just stopped, cut that thing off. He looked over at me. He said, I believe you got the real thing. I said, I've been trying to tell you. Amen. I said, I've been trying to tell you. He said, well, you know how it is. So many people get in church and don't last 6 months.
Yeah.
Huh. Problem is they never changed where they was walking.
Amen.
Not saying they didn't get saved. I'm not saying Jesus is not in their heart. I'm just saying they never changed where they was walking. If we are going to last,
amen,
if we're going to have any longevity to us, we're going to have to learn to walk in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That flesh, man, it's bigger than you are.
Yes,
amen. Amen. I hope you're walking in the Spirit, or at least endeavoring to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Go to 1 John chapter number 6. 1 John chapter number 6. Not only does the Lord desire that we walk in the Spirit, First John chapter number 1, ain't no 6, is there? I wonder why I kept hearing pages turn. First John chapter number 1, verse number 6. How about that? That sound better? Watch this. Are we there? If we say that we have fellowship with Him. Now, wait a minute. If we say. Come on, y'all look at me just a minute. If we say. There's a whole lot of saying going on, ain't there?
Yeah.
Huh? There's a whole lot of... Anybody can talk.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We got down to the prayer room earlier, and Mike is talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Frank come in talking about the Miami Dolphins. You know, we got a lot of armchair quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I sat there and fussed at them Falcons. Amen. I fussed at the Georgia Bulldogs all year long. But would I get out there with them? Not on your life. By the way, I'll give you a little tidbit of information. They have the most sophisticated helmets money can buy. And they have more concussions today than they did when they wore them little leather helmets. You know why? Because now they got all that protection. They think they can bust one another in the head wide open. But we got a lot of people. I just thought, that's a little fact I thought I'd throw in there. We got a lot of people that think they know more about the game of football than the man that's making $5 million a year to do it, or however much. And we got a lot of Christians that want to tell everybody else how they ought to live. I'll be honest with you. I ain't got time. It's all I can do to keep up with me.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
We got armchair quarterbacks, but we got armchair Christians too. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, bless God, I tell you, if that was my wife, she ain't.
Yeah.
Amen? I'm your pastor. I want any of you men that would be honest to tell me, raise your hand if I've ever come to you and told you to do something with your wife. You know why? She's your problem.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I may scold your children. That's my responsibility. If they're not doing right in the church and they're acting crazy up here or anything or disrupted, I say, hey, settle down. That's okay. But I don't run your life.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm busy trying to run mine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You ever seen somebody far more weak in the faith try to tell somebody else how they ought to live? I'd be like me telling Brother Charles, now you need to do such and such. I ain't no way. No, he come in here with a ponytail. I ain't saying nothing. Amen. Earring, both ears, and big tattoo. I ain't saying nothing. Uh-uh. Who am I? Amen. And we ought to get that mentality in our head. When I get into standing before God, I'm not going to answer for Brother Robbie. I'm not going to answer for Cody or Ryan or Todd or Tommy. I'm going to answer for me.
Yes,
amen.
Amen?
So let me read the scripture. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That's pretty strong words, isn't it?
Amen.
He said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. I wonder how often we lift our hands in service and sing, I know my name is there on Sunday, but that walk is totally different on Monday. I'll never forget when I was a teenager, I went to work with Kenneth Corin. He was a carpenter in our church. I toted lumber for him. We were working in a subdivision on a Monday morning, framing a house. And I heard somebody next door cussing a blue streak, cussing somebody out. I mean, big, bad, bad cuss words. Filthy. And I was lost, and I cussed just like that. But I thought, man, who is getting cussed out? And old Kenneth started laughing. He said, that's so-and-so. I said, what? He said, go look out the window. I went and looked out the window, and this guy dug footings for a living, and he's cussing his help out. I mean, every breath. He got up in church Sunday night and gave a testimony. I mean, preached a testimony. Sat in the amen corner. Y'all listening? Oh, he might have been walking in light while he was testifying. But that wasn't light he was walking in when he was cussing that little boy out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I was just in shock and made a big deal over it. And Kenneth said, I don't pay him no attention. He does it all the time. I could say who it is right now. My mama might have a heart attack. She may know. Blew my mind, man. What was the difference? You know, people watch us like that too.
Yes,
amen. I had one teenager that was being very rebellious. Set him down in my office, been some time back. And I said, man, with the kind of home you've got and the daddy you have, How dare you live like this? He said, you don't know my daddy, do you? He said, all you see is what he is when he's around here. But I go home with him. You know what that child is saying? If that's all there is to this, walk in that church three times a week and put a little happy smile on and shake the preacher's hand and say amen every now and then, and then go home and live like the devil and cuss like a sailor and be mean to my mother. We can't walk in the light just on Sunday. It's got to be on Monday too. Let me ask you a question before we go any further. Are you learning to walk? Them little babies start out slow. Man, we take two steps and they're saying they started walking. They did. They started. But they get better and they get better and they get better and they get better. I watch these little kids when they start walking. And they'll crawl up here. And as they get bigger and bigger, I watch them. They'll stand here and want to jump off this thing. Hayden does it now. You know what? They're learning. Are you learning to walk? Are you walking any better today than you were the day you got saved? Amen. Amen. That's good questions, ain't it? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He said we're supposed to walk in the light. Now, look at Psalms. Are y'all in a hurry? Look at Psalms chapter number 119. Psalms chapter number 119. Longest chapter in your Bible. Psalms chapter number 119. You say, you're talking about walking in the light, preacher. What is that? Watch this. Here's walking in the light. You know, remember what Jesus said? He said he was the light of the world.
Yeah.
You know what else he said he was? He said he was the Word.
Amen.
In the beginning was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word what? Was God.
Amen.
Amen. Look at verse 105 of Psalm 119. He said, thy Word is a what?
Amen.
What is a lamp put out?
Light.
Light unto my feet and a light unto my path. The reason we have such struggles with walking in the light is because we're not living in this.
Yes, sir.
The reason we're struggling so bad is we're neglecting the Word of God.
Amen.
Did you know if you read this book, it'll make you do right?
Yeah.
It really will. If you stay in this Bible daily, it will make, every time you start to do something stupid, a verse will pop in your head. I'm saying, God, I can't even sin anymore. Amen. Every time I try to do something, the Lord goes to messing with me. But boy, when I fail that reading, it gets easier.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Amen. If we're going to learn to walk in the light, we're going to have to learn to live in this book. Amen. What did David say? Something about hiding thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. The entrance of this right here gives light to your soul.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It'll show you what to do when you've got a big decision to make. Amen.
Yes, sir,
amen.
Amen.
The Lord has a desire and it thrills Him when we walk in His Spirit and when we walk in His light. Go back to Ephesians. Ephesians in your New Testament. You say, you're going backwards and forwards. It's all right. Do you good. Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to walk in light. But I think we sing about this, talk about this, but I think we have a lot of trouble with this one right here. Verse number 1 of Ephesians 5. Y'all there?
Yes, sir.
He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Watch verse 2. And walk where?
In love,
as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I think God expects us to walk in the Spirit. I think He expects us to walk in light, and I think He expects us to walk in love. Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
Did you know before you got saved, you really didn't know how to love? Bible said we know we passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They ought to be a love in your heart. I'm not just talking about ooey gooey touchy feely junk all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. But we ought to have some love in our heart.
Yes.
My wife and I have been married 26 years. She's done some pretty stupid stuff. And I say that because she's in the nursery. But she has. But I ain't left her yet.
Amen.
Do you know what? In 26 years, I've never spent a night away from her in anger. Now, I've spent a lot of nights away from her traveling, but I've never spent a night away because we was mad.
Yeah.
She ain't never packed her stuff and went to mama's. She's going to one time. She said, that's back when I was raising coon dogs and coon hunting at night. And she said, if you go coon hunting tonight, I won't be here when you get back. I said, well, I'm going hunting. She got a suitcase, throwed it on the bed, Brother Freddie, and started throwing clothes in it. I grabbed me one. She said, what are you doing? I said, if you're leaving, I'm going with you. Amen. That's the closest we ever come, spending a night apart. Amen. What keeps us together? It's love.
Amen.
I put up with her. Hey, I'm coming to me. How many of you wives think you're perfect? Right. I put up with her and she's put up with me. I've done some pretty stupid stuff. What is it? It's love. Y'all agreeing with me a little too much there. It's love. And the only way that marriage, listen, if that marriage began in love, it needs to continue in love. I've had them sit in my office across from my desk about the divorce saying, we just drifted apart. What's your own stupid fault?
Amen.
You okay?
Yes,
I know it's bad to use the word stupid, but it is stupid. God give you the greatest gift.
Amen.
Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
It's because of where you choose to walk in your relationship that you drift apart.
Amen.
Somebody said this to me one day. I just don't love him anymore. I don't believe that. If you don't now, you never did.
Yeah.
Love can grow cold. We all right tonight?
Yes,
we better learn how to walk in love.
Yeah.
If we're going to rear godly children, if we're going to raise girls that make it to the altar clean and pure,
amen.
If we're going to raise boys to do the same,
yes, amen.
We better learn to walk in love.
Amen.
Listen, sir, you will never, never successfully lead your house being a tyrant.
Amen.
Let me tell you what you'll get out of your wife and your children. Rebellion. They'll rebel against you. They'll hate your guts and what you stand for. Because all you are is a drill sergeant. My kids and I are close. Because I love them. I've yelled at them a time or two. My wife's yelled at them more. But I've talked to my kids. Amen. I don't boss my wife around. I ain't got the guts. I don't boss her. She's green-eyed and, woo, Lord. Got that Dodge stuff running through her blood. She don't want to make that woman mad. Seriously, y'all think she's quiet? No. Claw your eyes out in the heart. But I don't boss her around. Your job, sir, is not to boss your wife. It's to lead them. You're the leader of the home, not the boss of it. What got quiet on me there? Listen, if you lead correctly in love, you don't have to boss.
Amen.
We make it harder on ourselves when we try to do it in the flesh and do it our way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's right, brother.
Sometimes I've witnessed this where a man gets saved or gets on fire for God, and he gets in the Bible Institute and start learning the Word of God and growing, and his wife's a little further behind. Then he gets super duper hard on her because she ain't up here where he's at. I preached a message one time on leading on softly. Not being a hard taskmaster. But a loving leader. Whether it be of your home, your marriage, your children, whatever the case may be. Your relationship with people in the church. You better learn how to love. They, some of us, man, me and Brother Charles have been together 16 years now. 16 years. Never have had a serious problem. Never. You know what? We love each other.
Amen.
There's no doubt. I was thinking about this when I was getting ready this afternoon. And I hope he don't take this the right way. But with Brother Freddie's spirit and his personality... How long you been here now, brother? 11 years. Did you know we've never had a fuss? That I know of, have we, brother? I mean, we may have disagreed on this or that, but we ain't never got mad at one another.
Amen.
And sat and pouted.
Amen.
Never one time has he come and stuck his finger in my face and said, if you don't do such and such, I'm going to leave. Never. You know why? I love that guy. And that ain't just something I shake his hand and say, brother, I love you. No, it's more than that. I really love him.
Yes,
and I believe he loves me.
Amen.
You'd have a hard time convincing me that he doesn't. Some of us have been together for a long time and we're still together because we love each other.
Amen.
Are we perfect, Foot? No, man.
Amen.
We're a bunch of mess ups at best. I'm sure there's been times Brother Freddie and Brother Charles both have looked at me and went, God help him. I know Brother Charles, I'd have heard him say it out loud. Amen. You missed it there, brother. Seriously. We don't fall out with each other just because we do something that the other may disagree with, or even make a mistake, or slip, or... My wife told me one time, she said, you and Brother Freddie are too honest with each other. She'd hear us talk on the phone. I mean, man, if we're struggling spiritually, we'll tell one another. Boy, pray for me, I ain't doing good. Amen? It's what we're supposed to do. Amen? I know we're supposed to put a smile on our face, but man, you can't fake it all the time. Amen. Every now and then it's okay to be honest. Hey, if people love you, they're not going to get on the phone and go, hey, I don't know if you heard or not. Brother Freddie ain't doing right. Let me tell you what I heard. When you say them, those three words, or four or five words, however many, let me tell you what I heard. When you say those, you're already sinning. Before you repeat a thing. Listen, I don't care if you saw it.
Amen.
I saw a man in our church come out of a store with a 12-pack of Budweiser under his arm. I'm going to try to go on. And I didn't tell a soul, but he just did. You know what I did? Driving down the road, I bowed my head and I said, Lord, help that guy, he struggles.
Amen.
He has a hard time. His old flesh gets the best of him sometimes. I didn't go home and call a soul.
Amen.
Not one soul.
Amen.
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 Why? Because I love the guy. I don't want to harm him. I want to help him.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't want to push him down. I want to pick him up.
Yeah.
Some of y'all kill me.
Yes.
Even when you know something's true, you say, well, if it's true, it's not gossip. Yes, it is.
Amen.
You're tail bearing. I don't care if you saw it with your own eyes, heard it with your own ears. That don't mean you got to spread it around.
Amen.
We all right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, if my wife did something real bad, the last person on the face of this earth to come in and say, you ain't going to believe what Angie did, is going to be me. You know why? Because I love her more than anybody in this place.
Yeah.
And I want to protect her and help her.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody, and I'm getting stuck here, I'll just quit in a minute. When somebody in here messes up, whatever you want to label under messes up, doesn't matter. From getting mad in traffic and cussing to having an affair. Whatever they did to mess up. Let me ask you a question. Now, let's just think logically together. Come, let us reason together. Well, after they mess up, where should they be? What do they need most?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
What keeps them from it? Everybody talking about what they did.
That's right.
Amen.
It happens every single time.
Yes, sir.
We've got people missing tonight. Over people talking about things they've done.
Amen.
Yeah, but what if it is true? You above it?
No, sir.
Are you above it?
No, sir.
Me either. Jesus has a desire that we walk in the Spirit. He has a desire that we walk in light. And He has a desire that we walk in love.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He said, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another.
Amen.
Wow. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. None of us do that.
Amen.
Huh?
You're right, brother.
Amen. Are we learning to walk? 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm done. I'll quit on this one. Y'all ain't wore out yet, are you? 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 7. Simple little verse of Scripture. Why don't you just make up your mind, I'm going to commit this to memory right now. For we walk by what?
Faith.
Not by
sight.
I think the Lord desires that we walk in the Spirit, we walk in light, we walk in love, but I think He also desires that we walk in faith.
Amen. Yes,
sir. I'm not getting up tomorrow because of what I can see. What I can see is pretty discouraging. When I look at our country, when I look at the economy, when I look at the moral standards of America,
amen.
I get disgusted.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, and I ain't saying this as a slam. I'm not trusting Barack Obama.
Right.
If I ain't got my trust in anything better than that, I'm in trouble.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Any man, as far as that goes. If we had the greatest president or greatest preacher in America as the president of this nation, I'd be wrong to put my trust in him.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. My faith is in God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to trust God.
Yes,
we're going to lean on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 like we always. Hey, He's got us this far.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I believe He'll lead me on.
Amen.
Well, how's that verse going, Amazing Grace? 'Twas grace that brought me safe this far. 'Tis grace that'll lead me on.
Amen.
Is that right? I'm just going to trust Him, friend.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. Sometimes if I'm walking in the flesh, It's hard to trust Him.
Yes, you're right.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust Him. I pray about situations. And when I don't see answers pretty quick, sometimes the Holy Spirit says, you walking in faith? Or are you walking by sight? Man, I let myself get so worried here a while back over the finances of this church. Y'all do realize our mortgage payment is $6,000 every month. That's a lot of money, ain't it? It ain't nothing when we're all here. Ain't no big deal when we're all here and we're all working and we're all giving like we should. It ain't no big deal. But boy, with 20-something people out of work and people falling out like flies around here, man, we're in a spiritual warfare. Boy, and here I am trying. Here's what I was doing. God rebuked me, I mean, as bad as He has over anything in a long time. I mean, the Lord cleaned my clock. I was sitting in my study at home, and I had written down on a legal pad in front of me every ministry of our church. And I'm physically trying to think what we could rent and still have all our ministries. And the Holy Spirit said, are you planning on failing? Have I got you through this far? When you came over here from Dallas with just a handful, there was lesser of us here then than there is here tonight. I said, God, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not trusting you. You see, what I was trusting or what I was leaning on was what I could see. I could see all you out of work.
Amen.
I could see all the people that are missing. And I could see the bills that are still coming in. And I'm thinking, this won't work.
Amen.
If we have a budget of $5,000 a week and our offerings are running around $2,500, sooner or later, common sense is going to tell you, this ain't going to fly. But with God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is, brother.
I have two choices. I can walk in faith, or I can walk in worry and doubt and fear. Man, depression's a rough thing. But when I get to walking by sight, that's exactly where I find myself depressed and down. It seems like the older I get, the more I struggle with that. Seems like I ought to be. The more I've seen God do, the more I ought to know what He can do.
Yes.
Amen? That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. You say, preacher, it don't look good. I know, but God does. God looks great. How are you doing in your walk? Are you walking? Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you living a Spirit-led life? Brother Greg impressed me in the prayer room tonight. He may not want me to tell it to the whole church. I don't care. He said, y'all pray. He said, Lord, God on convicted me. He said, we go out and knock on doors all around, and God said, what about your own neighborhood? And he typed up little letters, and he started telling about Ariel helping him. He got letters fixed up and put tracts in them and shared the gospel with them, took them around to all his neighbors. That's good, ain't it? His flesh didn't tell him to do that.
Amen.
Ain't one time in my life has my flesh ever told me to go preach on the street or to give a gospel tract.
Amen.
Amen. I usually try to talk to everybody I sit by on an airplane. And boy, sometimes my flesh will rise up and that old heart just start pumping just like that. You know what that is? That's a war.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you living a Spirit-led life? Are you walking in the light? And by the way, I can tell you how you can judge that. If you're not reading this book, you're not.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, it's not. I know. I've tried to do it. You cannot do right and not stay in that Bible.
Amen.
You can't do it. You'll get as weak as water. Amen. Are you walking in the light? Are you walking in love? Are you walking in faith? Are you trusting God? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Here's what we ought to focus on. Progression. Am I getting better? Am I doing better than I was? If not, maybe we need to read a little more, pray a little more, try a little harder. You say, preacher, I messed up today. Well, try again tomorrow. Get up and go again. When I was just a kid, somebody gave me for my birthday a 2-year-old paint horse. Nobody had ever been on her back, not one time in her entire life had nobody ever sat down on her. And I broke her myself. And my granddaddy told me, he said, you know what you do when a horse throws you? You get back on. He said, what if it throws you again? You get on again and again. Lord is my witness. I rode that little horse bareback all over the New Georgia community. Miles and miles. Every day during the summer, Brother Greg, up at daylight on that horse and gone. Wouldn't come home till dark. Rode her all over the place. Why? Because I decided I wanted that. I wanted that, so I'm going to get back on. I want to live for God, so when I stumble, I'm going to get back up. The Bible said a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. Amen. I don't know how God may have spoke to your heart tonight, but if you need the altar, come and pray. Maybe you'll just come and pray and say, Lord, give me strength to walk. Them little babies can't walk because their legs ain't strong enough. They're too weak. Maybe we just need to pray for strength that we'd be able to walk for God. Y'all go ahead and sing.